Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. To our state's capital first, a teenage boy has been arrested, accused of stabbing a bishop and multiple other people at a church in Sydney's west. Those involved suffered non-life-threatening injuries at Wakeley last night, before a large crowd gathered outside angry about what had happened. Acting Police Assistant Commissioner Andrew Holland says officers clashed with those at the scene and Riot Police had to be called in to move on the crowd.
This took some number of hours to dissipate, and with the use of specialist TAU command operatives, we were able to remove the young person from the location. He was conveyed to an undisclosed location.
The Premier has met with religious leaders following the incident, calling for calm in the community. To other news, and two people have been rescued after they washed overboard on the Macleay River Bar yesterday. Thankfully, both were wearing life jackets and were pulled out of the water by a passing private vessel. Three marine rescue crews arrived on scene not long after. They secured the stricken vessel, which was posing a navigational hazard, and pumped out some water while the private boat took the shaken anglers safely back to shore. Their boat was towed back to Matty's flat shortly after. And a new initiative set to connect Coffs Coast communities will kick off this weekend with a three-month-long trial to see free bus travel on regular busways and forest coach routes around Coffs Harbour on Fridays and weekends, extending to neighbouring shires as well.
And this will be in our local government area, but it will extend into Nambucca and Bellingen, and even Grafton will be participating. So you can get a lot of distance on the weekend, all free, in the buses.
Mayor Paul Amos there. In Mid-North Coast football, while the fixtures are yet to be finalised for the third round of the Zone Premier League, Port United will be looking to capitalise on a strong start after taking down Camden Haven 1-0 in their first hit out for the season after round one was washed out. They're the only side with a win on the board so far. Reigning champs, the Macleay Valley Rangers and Port Saints shared the points in their match after a 1-1 draw.